This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody.
I am so honored and humbled to share both the ballot and the stage with the many visionary, bold women who have raised their hand to run for public office.
Congresswoman-elect Ayanna Pressley speaking this past Tuesday. The first woman of color elected to Congress from Massachusetts, she joins three other women in the state's delegation, the most women that Massachusetts voters have ever sent to Washington together. The midterms also produced historic gains for women on Beacon Hill. And now that the dust has settled, we can explore what does this mean and what happens now. We're joined in the studio by Sava Berhane, professor of business and leadership at Brandeis University and board member of the Massachusetts Women's Political Caucus. Sava, good morning.
Good morning.
To recap quickly the Tuesday results, how many women got elected into office in Massachusetts and what records did that break?
We're at 28.5% of the legislature is women. That's a new record. We've never hit those numbers before in Massachusetts. It's an increase. We went from 24.5% to 28.5%. And what does that look like? That looks like 57 women to the state legislator of the 79 women who ran.
And now that the voting is over this go-round, what, you know, as constituents, what do you think that we can expect to see within the state and in Congress with these women representing Massachusetts?
So the American Journal of Political Science found that, you know, when women are elected, women support issues that are different than men support, including education, healthcare, and civil rights. They co-sponsor more bills than men do. And so I think what we're going to see both in the legislature and also in Congress is a conversation around issues that affect women in their everyday lives.
So you're saying that the evidence shows there's actual differences in legislative priorities or policies that women pursue, and not just in a different approach to sort of the process of governing.
One of the things that I find absolutely fascinating about having more women in office is that women in politics are affecting what men begin to talk about in politics, seeing more men talk about issues of family, of education, and healthcare. And so there's not just a change in terms of the level of representation, but also the change in what issues are being spotlighted at the national level and at the local level.
And I have to say, I've never quite understood why it would be assumed that it's women that would take the lead on issues related to family, for example. Women are no more part of families than men are.
One thing I saw in this election, the MWPC saw, is that when we took in our endorsement applications, we read from countless women that they felt they needed to hold men accountable to talk about issues that they weren't talking about.
I think there's been a lot of speculation that women in office will take the lead on gun legislation. And that's certainly in the forefront of a lot of Americans' concerns right now. What's your take on that?
So we have this midterm election. And right after the midterm election, you have this mass shooting. And you have to ask yourself, with record levels of women entering the Congress, do we now have a different conversation about gun violence? I'd like to think that we will. I think we're going to see women be strategic about how to bring up the issue of gun violence and also how to propose legislation that people across all different backgrounds are willing to support.
And what does the evidence from around the country show in terms of once these women are in office, does that sort of serve as the great leveler? Or once in office, do women face any obstacles that their male colleagues don't face?
On the one hand, I want to say that in the past, what we've seen is that when women are leaders, they struggle and, in fact, are often dismissed as sort of only being interested in the soft issues. But this election proves that voters are interested in those issues in a way that is unprecedented. We need to have this same conversation, not just about Democratic women, but about Republican women. I think women across parties are talking to their constituencies differently, and we need to see more of them.
Sava Berhane, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Sava Berhane is a Brandeis professor and board member of the Massachusetts Women's Political Caucus. You can listen to the full interview at WBUR.org.